when was it that faith became an integral part of your life?
Well, I was raised in a very, I call it strict. I think nowadays, as I've grown and matured, I would look at it as a legalistic Dutch Reformed church. And I think as a youngster, we were all rather fearful of, you know, what we were going to do that wasn't proper, and that there was this set of rules where you take the good things that you've done that you think are good things, and then you measure them against the bad things.
Right.
And if the good things outweigh the bad, why, from a spiritual standpoint, you're fine. So I was raised in that kind of atmosphere and raised the right way. But I found out as I got out into the world, a lot of temptations out there. You make a lot of mistakes, and there's a lot of guilt. And I was fortunate along the way to come in contact with a lot of good pastor teachers that taught me a lot about faith and grace. And you know that none of us are perfect. There was only one person that was perfect, and so we have to realize that we're going to make mistakes, but. You know, it's like the fundamentals of a sport. I mean, the main fundamental of Christianity is if you really believe that Jesus Christ was and is who he says he was, and if you believe in the virgin birth, the crucifixion, the resurrection, that's the basic fundamental of Christianity. And every day I make a lot of mistakes, but I know that I live a life of faith and grace, and I'm grateful for that. So I think from those early days, I've grown from sort of a legalistic viewpoint on Christianity to one that I now understand what grace is all about, and certainly that's been very it's created a great inner peace for me.